Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, March 12th, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. We have a very busy show, of course. You probably heard the news by now. Last night, just after midnight, there were two cops that were shot in Ferguson. I believe they're in serious condition still. Paul Joseph Watson has a story. He's been following the reaction from some of the police, some of the people who are there celebrating that police have been shot. I'm very concerned about this because last night, as I was heading home, I heard about the resignation of the police chief, as well as the court being taken down. And this is being reported in some of the mainstream media. They said this was because of racial bias. And yes, there is racial bias there. And yes, there was racial bias in what they were doing. But the key thing that they were doing was using the department for revenue collection. That's against the law in Missouri, as it is in many states. It's against the law here in Texas. But it doesn't stop people from doing it. We have a clip that we'll play for you later in the show of a Michigan police chief telling the city council that that's exactly what he's doing. And he knows that it's in violation of federal and state laws. Nevertheless, he's going to do it. And the city council agrees and signs off on that. We're going to talk about that with the National Motorist Association president. This is a group that wants to help you to establish your rights on the highway. And we do have rights. We don't give up our rights when we travel. They'll always tell you that driving a car is a privilege. It's not. Moving around in this country is a fundamental right, as fundamental as the right to keep and bear arms. And we have to come together and collectively to fight for our individual rights. And one of the ways that we do that is through organizations like the NRA and the Gun Owners of America. That's the way we can push these people back collectively. And we need to do that as motorists. They have a very interesting program. They want to encourage you to take this to court to fight these illegal actions. We're going to talk about what is illegal about the traffic ticket per se. But they offer you an incentive. They offer you help one-on-one to fight these traffic tickets. And they offer you an incentive to take it to court, which is your right under the Constitution, under state laws. And if you lose, they will back that up and pay your fine and your court costs. So we're going to talk to them. Very interesting story. It also ties in, of course, they're concerned about black boxes, how that's going to be used to spy and tax on us, to drive us out of our vehicles, to force us to give up driving altogether. And, of course, we reported about the black box that's found its way into cars. And over the, since 1994, it's been gradually building. As of 2015, all cars have a black box in them. It's required by law. They're going to require that your cars start talking. Vehicle-to-vehicle communication is going to be mandated in just a couple of years on automobiles. Who are they going to be talking to? Well, I'll tell you who's going to be listening. We just talked about yesterday the fact that the CIA was supplying, working with the U.S. Marshals under the Department of Justice to spy on people's cell phones. We've talked about this many times. Cell phone tower mimicking. Making your phone think that it's talking to the cell phone provider when actually what it's doing is it's dumping information to these phony towers. And that's the way that they're spying and collecting information on you, tracking you where you go. Don't tell me that these black boxes aren't going to be transmitting that information. Where you're driving, how fast you're driving, sending that to them so they can automatically fine you, so they can raise your insurance rates, whatever. That's what is happening down the road. And so we need to be aware of that. We need to stand together to fight against that. We also have Texas Representative David Simpson, who's going to be joining us in the third hour. This is the Texas representative. We talked to him before when he fought against the TSA sexually molesting children as well as all of us as adults. He came up with a bill to shut that down. And, of course, it was so close to passing. It passed unanimously in the House the first time it came up. They had to pull out our lieutenant governor here from Texas, who's from the CIA, to shut it down. Well, he's back with a bill that would legalize marijuana, treating it like tomatoes and jalapenos, as he points out. But the most important thing is, he takes it from a Christian perspective. And if you're not a Christian, you need to listen to this and know how, as a libertarian, to talk to Christians to shut this down, because they're the biggest cheerleaders for the war on drugs. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. This Thursday, March 12, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be hosting the show today. I have Paul Joseph Watson joining me in just a couple of moments to talk about the developments in Ferguson. Of course, there's been several major developments just within the last 24 hours. We learned first yesterday that the Ferguson police chief resigned. I heard this as I was going home last night on NPR, BBC. It was big news everywhere. Now, a lot of them in the mainstream media were spinning this as the fact that he was being forced out of office because of racial bias in his department. That's the way the BBC reported it. But then they go on to say in their article that the report that was released by the Justice Department last week detailed how Ferguson officials used the city's police and court system to generate revenue. Now, what were they doing with that? Of course, it was using it to generate traffic tickets. This is another report from newspaper.com that points out the Justice Department report called into question the predatory tactics of traffic police and municipal court in Ferguson, Missouri. They said they decided on Monday to clear the bench. They shut down the court and they put another judge from a court of appeals in place. So they basically shut down the court in Ferguson, as well as the police chief. And why did they do it? Because of predatory traffic practices. We're going to be talking to the National Motorist Association vice president later in the show, and we're going to talk to him about these predatory traffic practices. They help people to fight them. They offer you advice, even for their members, not only give them advice on how to fight the traffic ticket, but if you lose in court, they will even pay your fine and your court costs because they want people to stand up against these illegal actions. We've seen over and over again the quota systems and the emphasis of the police to do this as revenue, and it violates state and federal law. Most states have a violation against that. Of course, it is a violation of federal law. As they say here, the Justice Department concluded that they did unconstitutional traffic stops. Now, there was a racial bias as part of that traffic stop, but understand that this is like getting Al Capone not on alcohol prohibition, but on income tax evasion. They got him because of the traffic stops that they're doing to you as well. And so we're going to be talking to him. Also, of course, the war on drugs has been a major emphasis in taking our civil liberties, especially on the highways. We're going to be talking to a Texas representative later in the show, David Simpson, and he's going to talk about the bill that he introduced that would essentially remove marijuana from all of the Texas legal code, treating it, as he said, like tomatoes or jalapenos. The interesting thing, I think, also about David Simpson's bill is that he comes at it from a Christian perspective. And if you're not a Christian, you still need to hear this because you need to be able to convince the Christians who are the biggest cheerleaders and applauders for the war on drugs for using the hammer of force to try to change people. And guess what? That hasn't worked for 40 years. We still have the same drug problems and we got many other drug problems. But joining me now is Paul Joseph Watson. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, David. Good to be back.
I wanted to talk to you today. We've got this article up about the Ferguson supporters celebrating the shooting of the police officers. Before I get your comments on that, of course, there's also a video of New York protesters celebrating the shooting of police. I want to play this clip that we had last from USA Today talking about the police chief resigning. Let's play that clip.
The city of Ferguson and Police Chief Thomas Jackson have agreed to a mutual separation, which involves the police chief's resignation from the city of Ferguson. The chief's resignation is effective March 19, 2015. This was a mutual decision, both by the chief of police and the city's administration. Chief Jackson will receive a severance payment with health insurance for 1 year. Lieutenant Colonel Al Eichhoff will assume the duties as acting chief of police effective Thursday, March 19, 2015. In addition to our search for a new city manager, we will also begin conducting a nationwide search for a new police chief. As you are aware, 1 week ago today, the city of Ferguson received its final report from the Department of Justice. The city has been committed to and will continue to be committed to addressing each item outlined in the report. It is the city council's goal to continue to be transparent as we strive to once again become a vibrant and diverse community. On a final note, I would like to say this to Ferguson residents, business owners, and to the entire country. The city of Ferguson looks to become an example of how a community can move forward in the face of adversity. We are committed to keeping our police department and having one that exhibits the highest degree of professionalism and fairness.
Well, there we go. Now, what was not said there was that they were operating not on protecting the rights of the accused, but on maximizing revenue. That was the report from the Department of Justice that got him to resign, that also shut down the court. But then shortly after that, after we learned that that had happened, there was a shooting of two police officers. Let's go to that video. This is raw video here that's taken on the street. You know, somebody just, this is a handheld camera for those of you.
Acknowledgement 9 months ago would have kept them happy. Okay, there was just gunfire, and now cops have guns drawn.
Okay, let's go to Paul and get his reaction. Paul, of course, you've been looking at the reaction to a lot of Ferguson protesters. One of the things that I think is interesting about this, and I want to get your take on it, of course, they were winning. They had gotten the police chief removed. They'd gotten the court shut down. It looks like they're also going to get the police department shut down in Ferguson because of these practices that were not only racially biased, but were illegal, trying to maximize revenue. And we see that everywhere in America. You don't know about that yet because you haven't been here enough, but where they basically use the police primarily as revenue enhancement. We saw that happen in New York as they shut down in protest of the mayor there. But there were reports last night that the shots did not come from the crowd. First, the police spokesman said that he thought that the shots had come from the crowd, but protesters at the scene and on social media said they thought that the shots were from farther away on top of a hill. What do you think about that? I mean, it could be an agent provocateur trying to keep things going as a racial division, as a protest against the police, just as things would start to wind down.
Well, certainly the NYPD murders were motivated as a revenge killing in response to the Michael Brown verdict. So, you know, we're not sure about who exactly is responsible for the shooting. But what you were talking about earlier is key, because we know that there's a genuine problem with police as predatory forces across the entire country, whether that be revenue generation or police brutality, which targets everybody. Yet what has happened with this Black Lives Matter protest movement and this Ferguson movement is it's discredited legitimate opposition to the real problem of police brutality. And we can see that again in the reaction to the shooting last night. Again, very few details have emerged about it. But even in that very video clip that you just played, seconds after this shooting, somebody is heard to say, a protester is heard to say, acknowledgement 9 months ago would have kept that from happening. Mm. You know, acknowledgement of what? The fact that Michael Brown had just robbed a convenience store. He went out, tried to grab Officer Wilson's gun, punched him in the face, charged him. And now even the, you know, Holder Justice Department came out this month and said that the eyewitnesses who said that Michael Brown had his hands up were basically lying. There's no evidence to suggest that. There's no evidence from the autopsy reports from the forensics to suggest that. So we've had this entire narrative based around this hands up, don't shoot myth, which has been completely fabricated. And this has been used as this divide and conquer method, as you said,
and that's
to turn the majority of Americans away from opposing police brutality.
Exactly.
Because now they've pigeonholed it into this racial issue.
Yeah.
They pick cases like Antonio Martin, the guy that aimed a gun at an officer's head, and that became the big cause célèbre about police brutality. When you have cases like Kelly Thomas, you know, the other homeless guy who got shot, real genuine cases of police brutality that don't get sustained months-long media attention. And that's because a lot of these protest groups, these Black Lives Matter groups, social justice warriors, they're not about genuinely opposing police brutality. They're being steered. This is not a grassroots movement. George Soros, $33 million sent to these Black Lives Matter Ferguson groups over the past year, according to tax records analyzed by the Washington Times. So they keep the story alive in the social media echo chamber through this giant funding, through media cover, you know, Time Magazine in defense of rioting as majority black-owned businesses were being burned down in Ferguson. Time Magazine comes out and venerates the looters and the rioters, you know, and they don't give you the wider context behind these individual shootings, Antonio Martin, Michael Brown, you name it. So we're all being manipulated into, you know, being at each other's throats. We're disavowing the facts behind each individual case, and this is being used to discredit opposition to police brutality. So then the polls come out, and you see that the majority of Americans side with the police, because you get incidents like the NYPD murders where these Black Lives Matter protesters are stood there clapping and applauding the murders. And we've seen it again. I mean, you can see in my article, you know, dozens of tweets from Ferguson supporters justifying and even celebrating the shooting of these two officers who were seriously injured and could have died.
Absolutely, Paul. And just as you pointed out, there are so many legitimate cases of innocent people, clearly innocent people, that we could talk about, yet they focus on this one. And that's one of the things that makes me wonder whether this really was shot from a distance. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson talking about the protesters celebrating the shooting of cops. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. KD Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Austin, and joining us from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. We've just been talking about the shooting of two police officers, the reaction on social media, as well as we're going to show you in just a moment a clip of some New York protesters celebrating the fact that the police were shot. And as Paul pointed out in the last segment, there are so many cases of police brutality across the country. people being brutalized, people being killed by the police who are clearly innocent, and yet they focus on Ferguson, where it's very ambiguous, where now even the Justice Department looked at it and did not force the police chief to resign because of what happened to Michael Brown, but they forced him to resign because they were using the police department and the court system, and the court system is gone as well. They removed the judge, but the police and the judge were focused on revenue collection, and they were violating people's civil rights, everyone's civil rights. And most of the people that are getting their civil rights violated were black. Most of the people in Ferguson were black. But this is happening everywhere. The common problems that we have across this country with the police out of control, not protecting our safety, not protecting the safety of the citizens, but coming after them to collect revenue is against state and federal law. We're going to be talking to someone from the National Association of the National Motorist Association, the NMA. He's going to talk about how they're trying to encourage people to stand up for their rights in court, and they basically will pay for your ticket if you fight and lose. They will help you to fight that ticket, to stand up for your rights. But, Paul, when I look at this, and we've seen how they've used Ferguson and how they've ignored so many of these. I mean, every day we see so many reports coming across. We just can't even cover a fraction of these reports, and yet they focus on the ones that have the potential to divide us racially and to discredit the protests against police brutality, which makes me wonder if this itself is not some kind of an agent provocateur attack against these police, or if it's not some kind of a false flag. What do you think?
I don't think they need to carry out a false flag, because there are so many lunatics out there who are willing to do this. I mean, just look at the article, which is at the top of Drudge now, actually. Ferguson supporters celebrate shooting of police officers. A series of tweets. Quote, Clark, Chief Jackson steps down and two pigs get shot. Best day Ferguson has had in years. Quote, I'm glad two pigs wounded in Ferguson. Quote, kill the pigs. Quote, serves those two pigs right. I hope organized public militancy continues. So you have all these people. We have the NYPD murders, which were motivated as a revenge attack for Ferguson. Now that's acknowledged. And then we have this video footage out of New York from back at the end of last year, which we're going to play, in which these Ferguson protesters chant for dead cops. So they have to bear at least some of the responsibility for people shooting at cops when the protest movement itself calls for dead cops. So we've got that clip.
They've been very successful at building that racial division. Let's play that clip from New York. As I get closer, you can hear a little bit better. I think. Okay, we get the idea. Your comments, Paul?
Yeah, so that was at the end of last year, the chanting, what do we want, dead cops, when do we want it now? So they have to bear some responsibility for these kind of shootings. That was before the NYPD murders. Now we have another two shootings last night. So you cannot legitimize shooting at cops by claiming, you know, police brutality in these kind of ambiguous incidents. We had another one a couple of weeks ago in Skid Row where this convicted bank robber tries to grab a cop's gun and ends up getting shot. And again, for days, there was this whole social justice warrior freakout about racist police targeting black people, even though one of the cops in the incident was black. And, you know, if you try and grab a police officer's firearm, the consequences aren't normally going to turn out too well. And then we had Antonio Martin, you know, aimed a gun at a police officer's head and was shot dead. For days after that, there was a big social justice warrior movement. And yet there are real cases, as we said, where people, innocent people who don't do anything violent, barely even resist, get pummeled, get killed by cops, Kelly Thomas being the prime example. So they seize upon these cases, and then the whole narrative, the whole debate becomes around cops versus black people. Absolutely. When violence itself within the black community is rife for a number of different factors, which we can get into.
It stops any chance that we have
mainstream media.
That's right. It stops any chance that we have of trying to get reform. Call us with your comments at 800-259-9231.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and joining me from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. We've been talking about the shooting in Ferguson. What's behind that, of course, is to try to create division, racial division, not to address police brutality. As a matter of fact, it discredits the protests against police brutality. We're going to go to your calls. We've had a couple of people already call in. Primarily, I'd like to get your comments on Ferguson. We can take some other calls on some other issues. That number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Before I go back to Paul, I just want to let you know that we have a sale at InfoWarsLife.com, an unprecedented discount of 30% off of DNA Force. Normally, competitors price this at 2 to 3 times the price that we charge, some charging up to $600 for similar formulas. Right now, you can get DNA Force 30% off. That's under $100 for the first time ever. And you can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. That supports our operation, and it supports your body. It's a win-win situation. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, you wanted to talk about the Ferguson shooting. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. I distinctly remember around the beginning of the year, I was listening to a radio station in San Antonio, Texas, WOAI, and I heard a news reporter say, a news announcer, he said, there's a new civil war in America. It's the people against the police. So I think there's no doubt that it's on the agenda of the establishment, of the White House. They want a civil war between the people and the police, and they kind of kept it quiet, kept it kind of low-key during the winter when everybody was busy trying to survive the cold, and now there's getting warmer, and people are, you know, able to go out in the streets more. I think they're trying to ramp it up and get it going again.
I would agree with you. I think you would, too, wouldn't you, Paul?
Yeah, this is the point I've made over and over again. The elite know that that unrest is coming. About 6 months ago, the CFR came out with an article called The American Distemper. You know, we've had Brzezinski saying for years there's this huge uprising coming. We've got the elite, the wealthy, buying property in remote locations in New Zealand because they're afraid of civil unrest and Ferguson-style riots. So they know all that's coming, which is why they're trying to get ahead of it with these Soros groups and hijack it and steer it, which is why Obama labeled these grievances against the Wilson case, quote, legitimate and understandable, even after the grand jury case had found the claims of the Black Lives Matter protesters to be based on completely fraudulent foundations. So they're aware that this general uprising is coming. You know, trust in government is at record lows, all the polls show. So they need to hijack that, steer and divert it, and that's part of what we see going on in Ferguson.
Absolutely. And as you pointed out, you were the ones that wanted to discover the massive stockpiling of ammunition, hollow point bullets, not for target practice. Hollow point bullets have been, they're very expensive. You don't use those for target practice. You don't use them in the military. They've been banned by the Geneva Convention. You only use those against your own citizens. And, of course, also the MRAP program that is pre-positioning military equipment throughout the police departments across the country. Let's go to Charles in Texas. Charles.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you for everything that all of you guys do, and as well as everybody, as well as all the listeners. I just wanted to make a couple of points about Ferguson. You know, it's obvious to me that it's just falling under the same divide and conquer kind of plan, especially when you look at it from the standpoint, like from the AR-15 rounds recently trying to get banned, and as well as the overall fight that they're trying to, like, do the gun control by taking our ammunition away. I think that they are just falling completely under the whole divide and conquer construct, if you want to put it that way. As well as, and if it's not a false flag, I truly believe that the citizens or the protesters are just falling right into the hands of the globalists.
Yes. Yes. Either it's a false flag, or maybe, as Paul said, they don't need it after months and months of this narrative. Thank you, Charles. Let's go to Brandon in Georgia. Brandon, you also wanted to talk about the ammo ban that we've just seen try to be imposed. Go ahead.
Hey, David. I wanted to get your opinion on the ammo ban pushback and if it's just a trial run to sort of put people in a panic like after Aurora and Sandy Hook. And I also wanted to ask you, do you think that this shooting in Ferguson is just a false flag, or if it's just an attempt for the Soros groups to get people all rounded up to cause even more mayhem than we saw after the grand jury decision on Michael Brown?
Well, as far as the ammo ban goes, we have an article up on Infowars.com today. The real reason the ATF is backing down from green tip ammo ban, and of course he points out that the most effective way to encroach on our rights is to go big. And so he believes that, as we've seen, and we've seen this strategy before, he believes that they're going to come in with some onerous, outrageous legislation that's going to inspire outrage and then do that in a way that they can offer a compromise. But, of course, that compromise is going to come with further encroachments and infringements on the Second Amendment. And we've seen that strategy work successfully in the United States time and time again. In the early days of the NSA, decades ago, they were partners with the government with that. They were more than willing to compromise our rights. You can never compromise your fundamental rights. They are not negotiable.
And we need to understand that. I believe the current leadership of the NRA understands that as well. Certainly organizations like Gun Owners of America understands that. But I think the NRA understands that now. And, of course, Paul, what he was talking about in terms of the racial divide and conquer, that's what you've been talking about this whole segment, what we've been talking about since this happened in Ferguson. It was very clear they were picking ambiguous cases, perhaps cases where the police were justified, and using that to shut down a pushback against police brutality. That's precisely what they've done here in Ferguson. Even the Justice Department didn't find anything wrong with the Michael Brown shooting. They came after these guys and shut them down because they were illegally using the police department and the court system for revenue collection.
Well, David, I mean, compare the media's reaction to the Black Lives Matter protesters, you know, upholding and venerating them, Time Magazine in defense of rioting, to the media's reaction to the Bundy Ranch protesters.
Yes.
Completely vilified them for months. So that shows you right there where their interest lies. On the ammo, one of the first things that Obama said, and this leaked in the Washington Post when he got into office, is that he would try and attack the Second Amendment, quote, under the radar. So he's going to be very sneaky about it. If you read the ATF's actual statement, you know, falling back on this bullet ban, they didn't say they would relinquish it altogether. They said they, for now, they'll leave it, and they're just going to come back and try it again.
Absolutely,
through some different kind of regulatory framework. So it's not done by any stretch of the imagination.
But we have had a victory, and we do need to celebrate that victory. And we need to take from that the fact that if we stand up to them, there was 80,000 people left to comment at the ATF. They had 200 congressmen write them. They had over 50 senators write them. The bottom line is there was massive opposition to it. They shut down the comment period 5 days early and said, we're going to go back and take a look at this. And, of course, they are going to come back. And when they talk about doing this under the radar, Paul, they're going to come after the ammunition. They've tried for decades to take away our guns by banning individual guns. And what happens is one of two things is going to happen. People will go in and make minor modifications to the guns so that they're no longer illegal, or they'll have to go door to door to confiscate these guns. Now they've gotten smarter. They're going after the ammunition. That's the way they're going to do gun control, because it's not, the Second Amendment is not about guns. It's not about any particular gun. It's not about muzzle loaders. It's about the right to keep and bear arms. That means guns, pistols, rifles. That means the bullets that you shoot out of them. That means swords and knives if necessary. It's a way to protect yourself, a right of self-defense that we get from God that's recognized in the Constitution. Let's go to Mike in Ferguson. Mike in Michigan about Ferguson. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, David. Hey. Yeah, I just have one comment about this. It strikes me kind of funny that they had the shooting down there last night in Ferguson. And then, I mean, the ATF has shelved us about this. I was just kind of wondering what kind of ammo they're using to shoot.
Well, yeah, exactly. At the same time, they're trying to push this ammunition ban, saying these are cop killers. Now we have a couple of cops get killed. I haven't heard anything about that. Have you heard anything about that, Paul? I don't think they've had that kind of specificity yet.
There's no information on the bullets used. The fact that they were injured and not killed probably suggests that it wasn't armor-piercing or anything, but we don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't even know with certainty, because there's been conflicting reports, whether the shots came from the crowd or where they came from a distance over a hill. Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Nick in Missouri. Nick, are you close to Ferguson?
Yeah, I'm
Hello, Nick. Okay, let's go to Christina in Colorado. Go ahead, Christina.
Well, until we get our president, first of all, straightened out with all of his so-called rules, we're not going to get America to back everything that needs to be backed up. Our country is going to hell because we have a lousy president, and plus, he's trying to stop us from doing anything. Anything. And that is a no-no as far as American people are concerned. We have rights from God Almighty. I'm sick of this president and all of his actions of doing what he wants to do. You know, our government, our right says when a government no longer rules as they should, it's time to get the hell out of it.
Well, absolutely. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. It says that we create governments to protect our rights, and when those governments destroy our rights, we have the right and the duty to alter or abolish that government. I think it was interesting that when the FBI came against Barrett Brown, as we interviewed him last week, One of the things they did was they confiscated his Declaration of Independence. And they said, you've got that. That shows that you're a radical. Well, what they did was they eventually gave that back to him. They wanted to keep that as part of the plea bargaining. And the judge says, no, I think you should give him back his Declaration of Independence. He said he didn't want to report it because most of his liberal friends in the Huffington Post and Slate that follow him wouldn't believe that the government would do that. Of course, he understood that they would. But they eventually gave that back to him. But you know what? They kept his rights. And when you're talking about Obama acting as an executive dictator, there's a story today from Lindsey Graham, and I want people to think about what Lindsey Graham just said about running for president, and understand if you're a liberal Democrat who supports Obama's executive orders and his dictatorial mandates and his arrogance saying, I don't care what Congress wants, I don't care what the process is. I mean, 20-some-odd times he said he did not have authority to do the things that he's doing with amnesty. And then he comes back and he tells him later, I changed the law for you. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. It's not legal. But this is what you're going to wind up with if you support that because you are so into being a member of the Democrat Party or you bought into this political division. You're going to get a president that's going to be like Lindsey Graham, where he says, as president, I would deploy the military against Congress. Yeah. And you know what? He probably wouldn't give him a lawyer either. That's like reason number 975 why Lindsey Graham shouldn't be a senator, especially not a president. Paul, what do you think about Lindsey Graham?
Well, David, imagine if there was a right winger who was stockpiling ammo, threatening to overthrow the Democratic Republic of the United States, threatening to overthrow the government, who had met with leaders of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which is what Lindsey Graham has done. He met with Syrian rebels that went on to join Al-Qaeda. He met with Belhaj in Libya, leader of the LIFG, who went on to become the leader of ISIS in Libya. So here's a guy who's met with terrorists, is threatening to overthrow the government, and he's in Congress. He should be in jail.
Absolutely. Let's go to Anthony in Kentucky. Anthony, you want to talk about racial division?
Yeah, well, basically, my point that I wanted to make was this whole push for like a violent revolution. A lot of these folks that are pushing for this are only reading, you know, inflammatory headlines. A lot of times they're not even going into the article that I'm seeing, let alone, you know, checking the sources to see, you know, whether or not that article is just trying to, you know, play on your emotions. You know, and in some cases, you know, I'm seeing a lot of, really heartfelt, you know, rhetoric comes from these people, but a lot of it is, you know, it's not directed in the right spots, or it's basically just coming off, you know, angry and foolish, you know, seeking for blood of these cops and stuff. And a lot of them, they don't realize that a lot of these cops are actually, you know, they're good guys too. They're on our side with a lot of this stuff. And, basically, you know, if a revolution, a violent revolution does kick off, a lot of these same people, that are advocating for this are going to quickly realize that, you know, we're not living in a Hollywood blockbuster movie, and this is going to be real blood spilled. This is going to be real violence. This is going to be a real problem. And, all, you know, you guys know, anybody that's listened to this, you know, show long enough, knows that everything is in place, for them to put this country on lockdown. And I mean,
absolutely. I understand, you know, to paraphrase Kennedy, if you make peaceful change impossible, you make violent change inevitable. I understand that. I understand the frustration from people who have been profiled, black people who have been unfairly treated, especially in the war on drugs. I also understand the anger on the right about how we've got these people who swear to uphold the Constitution and are violating on a regular basis. But we have to understand that just like we can't build a nation abroad by going in and trying to impose democracy on people, it's something that has to grow up organically in our hearts, in our minds. That's why it's primarily an information war. And if we try to start some kind of a violent revolution, whether it's for racism or whether it's for even supporting a return to the Constitution, that is going to backfire severely. That's going to set it back, just as we see the efforts to stop police brutality being set back by these actions in Ferguson. Paul?
Yeah, so what the caller was saying originally about people not reading into these articles, just seeing these inflammatory headlines. There was another police shooting in Wisconsin recently. And all the headlines, you know, CBS, ABC, CNN, white police officer shoots black teen, unarmed black teen. You actually read into the article. He was beating the cop around the head repeatedly. So they remove the context. They remove the justification to push this race war narrative. We see it again and again, and it's being funded by George Soros to the tune of $33 million over the past year. All of that context is stripped out, which is why people are being misled in this whole movement.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul, for providing us with the context. And, of course, we're going to continue with your calls here. Let's go to Denise in FEMA 6. Go ahead, Denise.
Hey, thanks to InfoWars. I appreciate all you and the staff. And I just want to say I am so disgusted that people are cheering about the police being killed. That is so wrong. You know, Martin Luther King would be turning in his grave. He was a peaceful man. And I think that's why they got rid of him.
And yes. They don't want peaceful change.
I mean, people are more worried about a criminal. A criminal. This man was a criminal. He was not some innocent person, bystander, getting shot by police. No. He was a criminal. Why do these people in Ferguson do not understand this? And I understand there is some police brutality, but get to the real police brutality, where police are shooting kids with plate guns. Now, that's what I
agree. Think. We're out of time. Thank you for calling us, Denise, and thank you, Paul, for your perspective on this, putting this all in context. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Harvest Right, the makers of the only in-home freeze dryer, would like to present to you their greenhouses that double as emergency shelters. Their greenhouses simply snap together, no tools needed. As a greenhouse, it will stand for decades. It's incredibly strong, long-lasting, and it can be quickly put up or taken down. It is also ideal when used as an emergency shelter. Learn more about this great greenhouse and the money you can save over the big box store prices at HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We're going to be joined in the next hour by a representative from the National Motorist Association. And it's important for us to remember that what took down the Ferguson sheriff, what took down the corrupt judge that was running the court there, was them using the courts and the police department unconstitutionally, violating also the state laws, using them as revenue collection, and basically running a kangaroo court. That's what they took them down for. In the same way that Al Capone didn't get taken down for violating alcohol prohibition, he got taken down because of the tax issues. We need to understand that you can reform the system by addressing some fundamental injustices, and the way we have been treated for my entire life in this country on the highways is an outrage, and it's illegal. And so we're going to talk to the National Motorist Association. What can you do to make driving not only just a better experience, the way that taxes are allocated? We have some real issues that are coming down the road with police surveillance. It's going to really ramp up. It's going to be much worse even after they get rid of the police on the road once they make your car the snitch. It's going to get very difficult. So we're going to talk to them in the next segment. But, of course, using a quota system is something that is going on rampantly throughout police departments all over this country, not just in Ferguson. And we're going to talk about some of that with them. But I want to play this clip, and then I'll get back to your calls here. In Michigan, we have a Michigan sheriff officer admitting to breaking federal state law as he's addressing the commissioners, the county commissioners, and then they pass a resolution that endorses him breaking state and federal laws. Let's play that clip real quickly.
He is not responsible for taking any complaints. His responsibility is strictly traffic.
Okay.
And I
that clears that up.
With me, I'm a numbers guy, so I know you're not allowed to do it by federal law and state law, but I do put stipulations on the numbers I want to see by the end of their shift. And we have in the past, the guys can't perform numbers that have been removed from all overtime for that particular grant for the remainder of the year. So.
Good. That clears that up. Thank you.
So he's standing there talking to the county commissioners.
Officers on their pass days can sign up for these extra overtime patrols. So that does make it nice. It doesn't tie up the normal road patrol.
Commissioner Doerr was a chief in Fremont when we had the last two grants there. And he can tell you how they work and how they...
Yeah, but I'd rather you did it, so.
Yeah. I'd rather you did it.
Any other questions or comments?
Okay, that's enough of that. That's an article that's from the Free Thought Project, and of course they point out that not only does he admit to breaking the law, but after he does so, they laugh. They say, "We'd rather you do it." The commissioners vote to enact his measure to break the law. And here's the Michigan Vehicle Code. It says a police officer shall not be required to issue a predetermined or specified number of citations or ordinances substantially corresponding provisions of this act. In other words, you're not going to have quotas. They know what the law is. They break the law anyway. And we need to stand together and fight them. And that's what the National Motorist Association is encouraging people to do. Let's go back to your calls. We have a little bit of time to take them before we get to our guests. Let's go to Jeff in Tennessee. Jeff?
Hey, David.
Good to talk to you, David.
I used your error yesterday. I was trying to make a point on the green tip ammo, and I cut myself off. Doesn't it seem like it's a setup? It's almost like Fast and Furious on a domestic level. You may know this better than I do, but I don't know of any 308 or 300 mag or 30-06 green tip ammo on the market. It may be, but I haven't seen it. How come it's just 223? And how come, you know, it's almost like put out there so that if somebody does take it and shoot up a bunch of cops, then we're going to come after the ammo and the gun. And if nobody does it, then we'll ban it because they shouldn't have had it to begin with.
Well, they're trying to set up a framework, Jeff, and they're trying to pretend that they've got some objective standard saying that it's a cop-killing bullet that pierces soft armor. Using that, they will ban pretty much most of the rifle ammunition. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls and then with our guests.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable available coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3133.